Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Empowered Entrepreneur, a part of the PWE Empowerment Radio Station. I thank you guys for listening in tonight. I have a very awesome topic for you guys tonight that I hope will empower you until the next time you hear from me again. Tonight's topic is Dig Deeper. Before we go into tonight's topic, I want to just put it out there for you to take the opportunity to go to our Facebook page, PWE Empowerment Radio, as well as the PWE, that's Professional Women Entrepreneurs, Facebook page, where you can share your ideas, your thoughts, ask questions, connect with other women entrepreneurs that are across the globe, as well as sharing your business with other entrepreneurs. So, as we get started, I just wanted to say, again, thank you so much for taking this time out to listen to me, to hear what I have to say, and hopefully to get some type of encouragement that will push you through until your next week. So, on to our topic. The topic for tonight is Dig Deeper. I chose this to be my opening topic before introducing myself, before telling you about my business, before telling you why I became an entrepreneur, because digging deeper for us as entrepreneurs is that thin line between making it happen and making it work or failing. Digging deeper means when you come to that obstacle, turning around, instead of getting upset, instead of being frustrated about it, that you dig deeper within yourself to find out what it is that you can do, what it is that you already have, or who you have in your corner that can help you move forward and pass this obstacle. So let me tell you a little bit about who I am. My name is Altavis Pelzer. I'm the CEO of AP Business Consultants. This is actually my first year going full-time with my own business. Previous years, I've helped other companies. I've helped other businesses. I have a long history in retail, of which I could give you all types of ideas. But my main thing is that I am that creative person. I am that person that people pull on and come to and ask questions and ask for ideas about their business. I'm that person that pushes you to the next point, that pushes you to your next idea, your next moment. And that's always been who I am as an individual with friends and family. So that's who I am as a business owner as well. I'm very big on networking. Networking is a very big part of any entrepreneurship. If you're not connected with other like-minded entrepreneurs, even if it's one or two that can be that springboard for you, I challenge you today to find someone. No matter what, just find at least one other entrepreneur that can be that springboard, that can be that point of reference, someone who's been in this area for some time. I encourage you to connect with them so that you may be able to move your vision forward. You can find me on Facebook, Altavis Pelzer. You can find my business on Facebook. It's AP Business Consultants. If you need to ask a question, by all means, send me a message, and I will always be happy to answer them. So let's dig into this topic of digging deep. Digging deeper was so heavy on my heart because I've seen so many entrepreneurs and so many people come to this stumbling block, come to this point where they fall off. They're no longer doing their business. They're no longer eager and excited about the things that they had written out, their plans, their vision, their mission, all these wonderful ideas that they had. And they reached a stumbling block and just stop. And it's sad because you have so many people who have so many great ideas and great business ventures, but because they've gotten to this stumbling block, it all ended. Or you have these business entrepreneurs, you have these business owners who are doing well and something happens, a business deal goes bad, they have issues with finances, and with that one thing that happens, they completely lose focus. They completely come apart, and it doesn't have to be that way. So what does it mean to dig deeper? What does it mean to dig your heels in and say, I'm not going backwards, so I'm going to do whatever I need to do to move forward? I may have to take a step to the left. I may have to take a step to the right to get around this obstacle. But what am I going to do for my business in order to move forward? So this is what I want you to do. I want you to think about your business. I want you to think about what would happen today or tomorrow if the money was all gone. What would happen today or tomorrow if no more customers called you? How would you pursue your business? Because we always have to look at our business in that sense. Money streams dry up. Ideas change. I mean, imagine at some point there was someone who was very excited about the first ever desktop computer. It was the greatest thing ever. But if that person would have gotten stuck on a desktop computer, we would have never moved forward to the laptop, and we would have never moved forward to a tablet. We would have never moved forward to our phone being able to do everything and anything that our desktop computer at one point was the only thing we had that could do all these things. So, digging deeper. Digging deeper for me meant not being worried about financial part of it all the time, because there's ways for you to get the money that you need to do your business. There are people who are out there who are looking to invest. There are people who are out there who are looking to support you. There are people who are out there who are looking to hand you whatever money you need, but you need to find them. And there's ways about doing that. You can connect with people on social media. You can connect with people in your local area that have business meetup groups and things of that nature. You can go to big name companies. I know sometimes us as entrepreneurs, we get nervous when we think about going to a big name organization or a big name company to fund an idea or a project that we want to do, because we think that our idea or our project may not be good enough. But this is what digging deeper means. Digging deeper is, again, planting your feet on solid ground, taking a deep breath, encouraging yourself, even when those around you are not encouraging you, and seeing what you want to happen. Digging deeper is finding other ways to connect with people. I had a person who does direct sales for one of the companies who reached out to me about another area of clientele that she wanted to reach out to and connect with. She wanted to have people who were looking to do bridal registries and baby shower registries connect with her company. That's a great idea. And something that I said to her was, I haven't seen any groups on Facebook for that. Why don't you create a group? Again, something that you as an individual may not have thought of or may never think of, there's always going to be someone that can throw that another idea into the pot that may change everything you're doing. And it means a lot. It does. So, for that clientele that you want to reach, that you thought was unreachable, find a way. Create a way. Create bookmarks and leave them at the local library that have your business information on them. Create magnets and go to local events and give out magnets or even give out the bookmarks at local events. If you do something that's connected with children, do bookmarks and give them out to the schools. You have an organization or a company that does balloon animals or does special gifts for parents, connect with schools. There's so many possibilities and opportunities out there for you. Let's get it done. I want you to understand and I want you to know that the Empowered Entrepreneur is here to help you get it done. Through wacky ideas, encouragement, having powerful testimonies from people who've already been where you were. And it took that one idea, that one suggestion that just took them over the top. I had the pleasure of watching with my family a movie that came on. And I encourage everybody to find some way, even if it's watching a powerful movie, if it's reading a book that'll encourage some part of you, look for ways to encourage yourself in the business sense as well as in the personal sense. And the name of the movie is Apple Mortgage Cake. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about the movie. And I want you to go see the movie. Well, not go see the movie. I want you to find the movie. I can't even tell you what station it was on. But it's called Apple Mortgage Cake. And what was going on was it was a single mother of three who was about to lose her home. And the one thing that she always prided herself in was making this apple cake that everyone loved. And she would make it for bake sales for children's schools, local events, all these different areas and all these different things. Everyone knew of her apple cake. Well, someone made the suggestion that she sell her apple cakes in order to make the money she needed for her home. And she said, oh, no, you know, nobody would pay for that. And, oh, $40 for a cake is too much. And the people around her, including her children, said to her, no, this is something that can really work. There's ways out there that you can get the information to the people who need it most. And this is something that is needed. This is something that will work. It took her some time. She thought about it. She mulled it over. And she decided that she was going to do it. She went from almost losing her home to starting a business. From starting a business to connecting with a corporation, expanding her business in a very short amount of time. I want to say maybe a week, 2 weeks at the most. How much time do you think it will take you to go from where you are now to your next level? How long do you think it will take for you to go from where you are now to making an extra $10,000? Making an extra $50,000, pushing and pushing and pushing and growing and creating an organization for your children to be able to do as they get older and have this be an organization that goes through the generations of your family, how much do you think it will take? How much time do you think it will take? And my answer to you is this. The amount of time it will take is the amount of time that it takes for you to just dig deeper. That's all it took for her. For the main character in Apple Mortgage Cake, that is all that it took. It took the time for her to dig deeper within herself, see what it is inside of you that you can do and that you can give to other people in order to take you to that next level. And it's we don't think it's that simple, but it is that simple. Now, of course, the particulars of it, and she, of course, had to at some point grow, find a place to make cakes, and she couldn't do it out of her home anymore, and she got they tried to shut her down, and all types of craziness happened. I won't give you the whole movie, because, again, I would like you to watch it. But take that opportunity. Take that time. Talk to someone. Reach out. Make a phone call. Send a message. Text somebody. Time of you digging deeper to move you on to your next level. Start thinking crazy. Matter of fact, tell your business ideas to a child. Because they will be able to tell you astronomical things going on, phenomenal ideas. They'll tell you all types of things. They'll have you outside doing cartwheels in the middle of the street, pom-poms. It could be that one idea that'll help move your vision forward. So, to conclude, I challenge each and every one of you, women, men, youth, I challenge you to dig deeper. I challenge you to think outside of the box. I challenge you to push past this obstacle, to push past whatever's holding you in the place that you are in right now. I challenge you to dig deeper and see where it takes you. I challenge you to dig deeper and outside of the box. Well, I see that our time is starting to wind down. I want to say thank you again for listening. Thank you again for reaching out. I welcome your comments. I welcome your ideas. I welcome just if you want to send me a message on Facebook just to find out if your idea is something that's out of the box enough or just an encouraging word. For me, or an encouraging word from me. By all means, take the time to reach out. I am on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. My name is Altavis Pelzer. I will have the link. Also, don't forget to reach out to Professional Women Entrepreneurs on Facebook and on Twitter and on LinkedIn. Connect yourself with those who are moving forward. Connect yourself with those who are pressing forward. Because it only takes that one. It only takes that one for you to move to the next level. I thank you once again for listening to The Empowered Entrepreneur, and I look forward to hearing from you soon.